The next patient is Laura Kirby. K-I, R like in Roger, B like in Beta, Y like in Yankee. Kirby. First name Laura, L-A-U-R-A. Number one, see, this is a clinical case of a 42-year-old white female who has a history of type 1 diabetes that has been present since she was 11 years old. Period. The patient has been on insulin all this time, was in an insulin pump at one time, but currently she's under the care of the endocrinologist, and they are pursuing a continuous glucose monitoring and perhaps an insulin pump. The patient was told more than 10 years that she had some decrease in the kidney function, however, she doesn't know the particulars. Period. The latest report that was in November 25th of 2022, the serum creatinine is 2.29, the BUN is 30, the estimated EFR is 27, the fasting blood sugar was 187, the hemoglobin A1C was 7.9. We don't have any urines at all, and we cannot assess with certainty the kidney disease. Period. I am going to order the retroperitoneal ultrasound, comma vitamin D, comma phosphorus, comma PTH, and we are going to have the patient return to the office in order to complete the assessment. Number two, the patient has a history of coronary artery disease that has been aggressive. She had an acute myocardial infarction 3 years ago. As a consequence of that, the patient has a decreased ejection fraction. The patient had an echocardiogram in which the latest ejection fraction is between 35% and 40%, period. The particulars of the coronary tree, the coronary assessment are unknown. Period. She has been prescribed carvedilol and Entresto. The Entresto was prescribed by Dr. Sankar, S-A-N-K-A-R. It's 24-26, one tablet POVID. The patient is taking it just once a day because of the tendency to hypotension. Period. Whether or not the patient has cardiorenal syndrome is the most likely situation. However, we have to complete the assessment before we make the diagnosis. Following number, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension that is under control. Today, the patient has a systolic of 82, diastolic of 50, and she weighs 125 pounds. This is worrisome. I am asking the patient to check the blood pressure before she takes the carvedilol or the Entresto, and if the systolic is below 110, skip the next dose. And keep track of what she's skipping for So she will have an information for the cardiologist and for myself. Following over hyperlipidemia by history, we have to order the lipid profile in order to complete the assessment. Following over, the patient has evidence of a cataract in the right eye, and she was told while she was living in clear water that she has a dense cataract. She used to have injections because of retinal detachment in the right eye, and she has external deviation of the right eye. She has to be assessed and treated by ophthalmology. She's looking for a referral. Following over, gastroesophageal reflux disease and history of gastroparesis in the past. Following over, at one time she was diagnosed as hypothyroid. She hasn't been taking replacement therapy for a long time. We are going to reassess the condition. Following number, the patient has vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, she has a history of congestive heart failure in the past. The patient was given all the slips for the laboratory workup. We discussed the diet that has to be a low sodium diet with a low protein diet and with a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours, even more if she has a history of CHF. Following number, the patient has some degree of pulmonary disease because she has been a smoker. The complications related to the smoking and the morbidity associated to it was discussed at length with the patient. She has to stop this practice. We are going to reevaluate the case as soon as possible. Appointment will be given. The paragraph we spent 20 minutes reviewing the chart and the referral. In the face-to-face, we spend 30 minutes, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.